DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. At least 232 people died early Sunday morning in a fire at a nightclub in Santa Maria in the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, according to the fire department. Rescue teams have completed the effort to recover bodies from a nightclub called Kiss. A total of 131 people were injured and admitted to hospital, said Mayor Cleberson Bastianello, who was leading rescue efforts. Most of those who were killed died of asphyxiation. Most of the dead were young people and teenagers. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has declared a 30-day state of emergency and curfew in the three Suez Canal provinces hit hardest by a wave of political violence that has left more than 50 dead in 3 days. Morsi said in a televised address on Sunday that he would not hesitate to take more action to stem the latest eruption of violence across much of the country. The three provinces are Port Said, Ismailia, and Suez. The Port Said violence broke out after a court on Saturday sentenced 21 defendants to death for their roles in a mass soccer riot in a city stadium nearly a year ago, in a riot that left 74 people dead. Fighting erupted Sunday between Syrian troops and rebels around a train station in Damascus as regime warplanes pounded insurgent positions to the east of the capital, according to a watchdog group. Further northeast of the capital, rebels and troops battled around a military vehicle depot located between the opposition strongholds of Irbin and Harasta, said the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, the United Nations humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, arrived in the Syrian capital Sunday for talks with officials. And in Moscow, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad had made a grave, perhaps fatal error by delaying political reforms. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A referendum on the future of nuclear energy in Bulgaria failed Sunday when too few voters turned out to say whether they wanted new power plants constructed. According to exit polls, more than 20% of some 20 million registered voters did cast their ballots. However, at least 60.2% were required to show up in order to validate the referendum. The majority of those who did cast ballots said they wanted Bulgaria to develop nuclear energy by building another power plant, according to polling agencies after the voting ended. Troops from France and Mali were restoring their control over the historic town of Timbuktu on Sunday, said a Malian army spokesman. The militants, who have controlled the UNESCO World Heritage Site since early last year, had reportedly begun to pull out earlier. French forces also began air attacks on the rebel stronghold of Kidal a day after the offensive pushed the rebels out of the strategic town of Gao. Along with Timbuktu, the two towns were the most important captured by rebels last year. The joint French-Malian attack upon Timbuktu had been planned for more than a week. Thousands of supporters of a government-sponsored bill that would legalize marriage and adoption for same-sex couples marched in Paris on Sunday. Demonstrators waved banners with phrases such as "equality of rights is not a threat" as they began marching from Denfert-Rochereau Square in the southern part of the city. 2 weeks ago, a demonstration by those opposed to the proposal drew hundreds of thousands to a march. The French Parliament is due to begin debate on the bill on Tuesday. If lawmakers approve the plan, France would become the 12th country in the world to legalize same-sex marriage. People across Germany attended memorial ceremonies on Sunday to remember the millions who perished during Hitler's regime. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on Germans to use the day to combat intolerance. In Warsaw, prayers were held at a monument to the fighters of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943. And in Rome, Pope Benedict XVI also remembered the Holocaust. It was in 1996 that former German President Roman Herzog proclaimed January 27th, Day of Remembrance. And in Bundesliga soccer action, Bayern got a 2-0 victory in Stuttgart and extended their lead at the top of the table to 11 points. And in Sunday's earlier game, Hamburg won 3-2 at home against northern rivals Werder Bremen. And in Africa Cup of Nations, Cape Verde's fairy tale run continued Sunday when they qualified for the quarterfinals with a 2-1 victory over Angola. South Africa drew Morocco 2-2. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.